tune in and listen to. This is very good. Welcome to the broadcast. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody, for joining in with us another week. We're here, bright and chipper, although we were...
Well, I don't know if we're bright and chipper.
A little late getting to the...
Well, we were discussing things before the show. There's always a lot of stuff to talk about. And you were at a ball game here recently, this last week. You went to a stadium, and things are different now. There's kiss cams and there's stuff going on. It's not necessarily your cup of tea, am I right?
Well, look, I rail at the explosion of this culture, and this is the incessant... feeding of the beast.
What do you mean?
Well, they feel as though that you have to have fast food and soda and ice cream.
Well, you do. That's part of the deal. The players are making millions of dollars.
Well, I'm not talking about the players.
Okay.
So I'm not sitting in the dugout. I wish I could sit in a dugout and watch the game from the dugout rather than be up in the stands and watch it from a place
you
where,
would like
where
to be
I must have done... The equivalent of 100 squats getting up from my chair while people were saying, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me. And they were going by me and sitting down with plates full of crap, cheese, nachos, and salsa, beer, and
that's the experience.
Cotton candy. But they kept doing it. Listen to me. It wasn't like they did it once or twice. I'll go out and have a hot dog. It's mortifying.
Calm down.
To
how
sit
many
there,
beers? How many
sit,
beers did the guy
oh,
have?
The guy, it was unbelievable. Four guys sitting right in front of me that they got up for like 15 straight minutes. It was like unbelievable. I said, why don't we do it? Why don't you get it all at once and bring it back? I was in a conversation with these people.
Did you offer to try to help them?
No.
They might have bought you a free hot dog if you would have helped them.
No, I'll scorch you to the gate. I couldn't take it.
Okay.
I just can't take
calm
it.
Down.
I want to go to a baseball game or a sporting event. I'm not going to calm down.
Do a few
And I don't
squats.
Want my audience to calm down either because they know exactly what I'm talking
take
about.
Take it easy. We're going to take a quick break. Fred will do some squats, and the sports show is in session.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a six-pack of Scotch Move-In Store Tape is $19. Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony. Again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship.
My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Sports Show from CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports USA Sports Byline. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the man we call the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game, two safeties in the same quarter in the same game. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend from Hunter, all those other great series. The one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
You know, and then as I sit down, the guy asks me.
I'm sorry. Sorry, everybody.
Would you like a cheeseburger? Would you like some of my chips?
Wait a minute, the fan
cheese?
Offered you?
Yeah, it's like, it's he brought
back
a boiling cauldron of gurgling, bubbling Kraft cheese whiz.
Those things I do stay away from. They call those nachos. I don't know if I like the nachos. Was it in the actual souvenir helmet that they have?
Oh, man, they had it everywhere. It was jammed. It was overflowing. The guy must have said, no, just keep coming. Just let it just
so
come
out. So it was
out.
In a helmet, one of those little souvenir helmets?
No, it wasn't a helmet. No, it wasn't.
It was just
helmet.
All over the chips.
No, he could have had a bucket and it would have been okay.
So I'm not into those nacho chips because I don't even think it's real cheese. I think it is some kind of a processed, non-human.
No, it's fake. It's government cheese that they spray painted and they whipped it up and then they shot it out over a bunch of chips.
So, but the hamburger might have been good. He offered you a hamburger.
No.
They have name brands at the ballparks now.
No, I didn't want anything to do with it.
Jr.
And so I'm watching the game and then the people in front of me are look. You could have been tossing a no-hitter. You know, the game was a close game. It went into the bottom of the ninth, and this kid hits a home run. Thompson hits a home run.
Oh, talk about
who
him.
I like. I love the Thompson
family. I like this
family.
Trace Thompson.
Yeah.
You were at the Dodger game is what you were doing. This was last Tuesday
yeah,
night.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm watching the game, and in the middle of a tense moment, the game's tied up.
Yeah, it was a 3-3 game.
It's a tense moment.
Yeah.
And 46,000 people start doing the wave.
Well, that's because they're trying to break the tension.
No, they're not. This is just a reflection of mass hysteria when they get together and somebody puts their faces on the center field
camera. Yeah, sure.
Camera and says, "Oh, the kiss cam."
And did they get you on that?
No. They don't know where the hell I am. I mean, what
oh, they know who you are.
They don't. No, no. But they don't want to put me on there.
No, because you'd get
a
scowl.
No. That doesn't make any difference. So, but you have to go through this. This is like a game show environment. It's like, let's make a deal. Everybody is almost short of in a costume anyway with all the uniforms people wear. And there's a baseball game going on in front of all this. And the guy comes by and he's got a shirt on. It says, raffle. Ask me about the raffle. So I say, hey, Junior, tell me about the raffle. Well, if it's $20, if you give me $5, then I'll put you down and you get a name and you get five shots at winning the raffle. I said, what's the raffle? It's $27,000. Half goes to back to us, and then you can take the rest, give it to charity, or put it in your pocket, and you'll leave the stadium. I said, that's a pretty nice thing. So it was actually gambling going on here.
It was during the game.
Yes, of course.
And you know, we have a camera here in the studio. If you turned your head, let's see, turn your head that way.
What way?
That way, towards the other way, not this way. If you turn your head that way and I go this way, I can throw you a kiss. We actually had our very own.
That's the kissing cam.
That's our Fred Dreyer and Mike Horn kiss cam.
How generous of you.
People might want to get on this thing.
You're so insightful.
All right, so you sat in, I'm guessing, halfway decent seats. When you come in there, they're good seats?
Yeah, we have very good seats.
And so where are you?
I'm behind home plate.
Oh, boy.
Actually, you know where I am?
Can I see you on TV if I'm watching?
No, not if I can help it. If I can look from my seat right across home plate, right down the third base line to the third base bag, over the bag, right into the left field pole.
So you get to see into the Dodger dugout.
I can just look right over there, see the Dodger dugout, and I can also see Tommy.
He's behind the Dodger dugout,
no,
right?
Well, he's right to the side of it in the owner's box.
Yeah.
asleep.
Oh, so he was dozing a little bit?
Well, yeah.
It was a tied game. Not a lot of excitement going on at one point.
Well,
so let's talk about that game. This Trace Thompson, here's the guy, the Dodgers, one of the greatest things that happened this last week was the Dodgers got rid of Carl Crawford, designated him for assignment. Some poor team's going to pick him up and be disappointed.
Thrilled.
And so they're able to play some new guys like this. Trace Thompson was not supposed to be joining the team. And look at him. This is his second walk-off homer. He's got pretty good numbers. He's just a good player. He's been doing a good job this season.
Got a big upside coming.
Yeah, that's what I think.
He's a hard worker.
Yeah,
his family's a hard worker.
He's related to, is it Michael Thompson on the Lakers or something? I think his family is.
The son
of Michael Thompson, right?
And the brother of?
Of who?
Clay
Thompson?
On the Golden State Warriors.
Oh, my gosh. So this kid's got some background. Yeah, he's doing a good job.
There's a pedigree there.
There's something there.
And Seager and
Corey
Seager. Peterson.
And Peterson's coming around.
And these younger players have a lot of work ethic.
That's good.
And it's great to see them play. And here's what's interesting. I'm sitting there watching the game the other night.
Who were they playing? It was a Colorado.
Wasn't
it? Yeah, Colorado.
I'm sitting there watching them play the game. And Colorado's dreadful. And what's interesting is the patience that the Colorado, Walt Weiss,
the manager,
had with his rookie pitcher that was pitching.
Yeah.
And he gave up three walks and then a three-run home run, to Turner.
Right.
And it was 3-0, and the guy was just all over the place. But he never pulled him. He hung in there with him, and the kid settled down and pitched into the sixth inning.
See, because the kid was nervous. He's a kid.
Well, yeah, of course. And so I'm watching all this, and then it hits me. I look out there in right field, and there's Thompson. And I'm thinking to myself, Puig was the hottest thing in this town a very, very short time ago.
Yeah.
And he is all but forgotten now.
Yeah.
He has the combination of Trace Thompson and Peterson and Seager and the younger players on the team, and how fast the game moves forward regardless, leaves people in their wake.
Yeah.
That's the reason if you don't come into this sport or into life, but into this sport, prepared and in control and stay out in front of injuries. It's injuries that put you behind the curve that allow somebody to come in and play and get a home run and make a great play in the outfield. So Puig, with all of his greatness, has an opportunity to come into this organization and establish himself not only in the organization but in all of baseball and to have something in his life of value. Instead, he's making $6 million a year, driving a Bentley, smoking cigars, which I don't. You don't fault him on that. He doesn't smoke them during the game.
No, but I mean, you don't fault him because you like a good cigar.
But it's nice that he enjoys life. But when you take a look at all of what is available to people at when they're young, and to throw it away and to be so irresponsible and dismissive of what it takes. When you're young, you're invincible and you're on top of the world when you're playing right field for the Dodgers or anybody else. And so once you get hurt, once you prove to the organization that you have a limitation, a personality, character limitation, they back way off and start to observe exactly what they got here. And over the last 3 years that he's been with this team, he's not improved.
No, he's on another one of those hamstring injuries. He gets those
of
two or three
course.
Times a year.
Well, he loves the potato salad. I keep joking. I'm overly cynical, ladies and gentlemen.
You?
I'm overly cynical.
No, not you.
Because it's fun to do, and guess what? I'm right.
You think players like to get on the DL so they can just go sit in the buffet line?
Yeah, that's right.
That's what you think.
That's right. I've seen enough of that behavior in my lifetime to understand that there's certain things that people settle for. They say, "Oh, gee, I made a team. Now I'm making some money. Now I made the All-Star team. Okay, fine, great. Now I hit some home runs. And that's kind of good enough for me. I made it. I can settle down now. I can just kind of relax." You got to play like you're not ever in a million years anticipating leaving the field. You have to play that way because the window of life is very, very small.
You have to go for it while you can. Go for the gusto while you can. I agree with you. It's the Sports Show with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. On Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer.
This report is brought to you by Alcon. June is Cataract Awareness Month. Do you know your cataract IQ? Cataracts are one of the most common eye health issues experienced as we age, a condition that clouds the eye's lens, blocking or changing how light passes into the eye. Millions of people over the age of 60 have cataracts, and it is the leading cause of blindness worldwide. To spread awareness about cataracts and importance of understanding treatment options, Alcon has launched the Know Your Cataract IQ campaign. A 2016 survey conducted by Alcon of approximately 1,000 adults age 60 and over who have been diagnosed but not treated for cataracts reported that only 25% of respondents said they have a full understanding of the condition. The results showed that while cataracts are not preventable, nearly half, 45%, of those surveyed did not know whether they are or are not, indicating that there is still a need for patients to talk to their doctor about the condition and best treatment options. To find out your cataract IQ and gain knowledge for you or a loved one, take the quiz at www.cataractiq.com.
Hi, friends. This is Larry Minetti. Go to LarryMinetti.com to get my book, Aloha Magnum. You'll read all about the wonderful guest stars like Carol Burnett, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and many, many more. Also, there is an episode guide and my favorite recipes that I really cook at home. I will include a free signed photo with every book. Get Aloha Magnum at LarryMinetti.com. Order now. Aloha.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items, plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-704-6182, 800-704-6182.
Welcome back to the Sports Show, CRN Digital Talk Radio. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the Sultan of Safeties, two safeties in one game, all-pro defensive end, acting legend, Mr. Fred Dreyer. You got a new website.
Thanks so much, ladies and gentlemen.
Sultan of Safeties.
I have sultanofsafeties.com.
That's your new website.
That's my website, call letters. There's other types of call things that I put out there, but all you need to know is that I'm under construction.
Oh, you are?
Right now. I'm loading up. I'm getting ready to put my movie Highway 395
That's
on there.
Good. That's good.
I'm going to put Land's End on there.
That's
had a lot
good.
Of requests from Land's End.
Because I want to see it.
Yeah, everybody wants to see it. You know, those are 22 hours of a very unusual TV that was made in 1995 in Cabo San Lucas. And when we make that box set available, I'll tell you the story of this series, and it's you just won't believe it. It's just it was one of a kind, and it's a shame that it never went into its.
You and Disney did that, didn't you? That was one
year.
Of the first syndicated shows.
Company, we created it in my company, and for Fred Dreyer Productions, and then it's really interesting. You know, I'll just tell this little story, and then we'll move on. I'm at Paramount Studios in 1992.
Right.
And in 1992 and 1993, I'm in the process of creating and making a lot of TV programming. And in the process, I was doing some movies with Paramount. I did a show in Bangkok, Thailand for NBC while I was at Paramount. I was in China when I was, you know, doing all this stuff over there in Asia. And then we did a couple of Hunter movies here for NBC. Okay. Then Brandon Tartikoff gets fired.
Oh boy! From
he got
Paramount.
Fired from Paramount. Yeah. He was at. I was with him at NBC. He right. brought me over there to do movies right. and TV stuff. And I had a bunch of stuff I was going to do. I optioned a book, you know, and Justice for One, and we were getting ready to do it. And then he got fired, and they just said, "Fred, see you later." So I probably could have stayed, but I left, so I started my own company, and I brought with me all the things I created while I was at Paramount
because you could take them. They were yours.
That's mine.
Yeah.
And Land's End was one of those. When they said see ya, I was about ready to go over there and let them know this is the idea I've got. And here was the idea. I was the first run syndicated star to go first run syndication in the syndication market. So I went to a Vegas.
Right.
To NAPTI, and I went to the Disney booth,
yep.
and I said, there's only one company that I want to be able to promote this thing domestically, and that's Disney. I pitched this idea to him, and the guy said, you've got to come see me.
They liked it.
You got to come see me. So I went back to Disney. We sold the idea. We went down to Mexico and down to Cabo San Lucas and began shooting this very strange off-center a television series, first run syndication.
Wow.
It was a runaway screaming hit, and then something happened and we lost the show. And I'll get into that later on. But the point was, is that this show has been tucked away for a long time, and it's transferred itself from ownership to ownership, and we could never find out who had the I own half of the show.
Right.
I own half of it, but I don't have the right at that time to syndicate it, around the world. You know,
yep.
So someone else does that. So I've got to find out, you know, who's doing that. But in the meantime, we're going to put it together into a box set, and we're going to load it up, and we're going to put it on the website. And the website again is saltandofsafeties.com. That's my website. It's under construction. We're not. You can't go there buy anything at this point in time, but soon
it'll be ready.
Soon you'll be able to. So anyway, where was I?
Baseball news. We like Trace Thompson on the Dodgers. Puig, you mentioned Puig, but everybody prepping for sports nowadays, whether it's football, whether it's basketball, hockey. I think hockey players really come ready to prepare. These guys really do.
Great work ethic.
They got to have work ethic there because they got to skate. And, you know, football players have to be a little bit more prepared, but they're not as much as they were before. There's too many injuries that go on. And so you get these guys that get these hamstrings in baseball. They're playing for about a month, 6 weeks. Everything gets tight, and then they're out for about a month or so. And then they come back, and then it gets tight again, and then they're out. And it's like they're being paid millions of dollars, and they're not prepped. They go to spring training, and they don't really take the time to, A, get into shape before they get there. And when they're there, they don't take time to get into shape. They wait and just get into shape as they play the game into the season. And that's why there's so many injuries. I mean, the Dodgers had like 10
exactly.
guys on the DL.
Exactly. Well, here's what it was. I'm in the lunchroom. At Dodger Stadium.
Really? You like to hang out there?
They have a great facility.
What were they
you
serving?
You could go there.
What were they serving?
Everything.
Really?
Chicken, turkey.
Salmon?
Salmon.
All right.
They had the works.
Okay.
So I'm there, and I'm watching it in the restaurant while everybody else is outside. I'm watching it with a few people.
In the restaurant?
On the monitor so I can see Vinny.
Yeah, he's right.
All right. And listen
Scully.
To Vinny. I'm quiet.
The legend, yeah.
I don't have anybody saying, excuse me, could you stand up while I go get a couple of cheeseburgers. I don't have to deal with those people.
Okay.
So we're watching the event. And what was I saying?
You were there watching. We were talking about people being prepared for the game.
So I run into an ex-Dodger player.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So an ex-Dodger guy comes up.
A prominent player.
Prominent player who will remain nameless.
That's right.
Okay.
So I said, hey.
So-and-so.
What's happening? And I said, he says, well, Carl Crawford's gone. That's a good thing.
See,
isn't it?
There you go. There you go.
And I said, it is a good thing. I said, I don't know it like you do, but tell me why you think it's a good thing. He says, man, the guy, everybody knows he just showed up. He just wouldn't work.
Went through the motions. And didn't put down the ethic.
He's making
to make
a lot
it
of
work.
Money and stuff. Yes. And so he says, they have to pay him $35 million now. But he can still go somewhere, and that team that picks him up pays him nothing.
Yeah, and the Dodgers pay it. But at least he's not batting on their team. He's gone. My neighbor came across the street when he was there. He said, hey, Carl Crawford's gone. It was like a big neighborhood gathering. There he had Tomas. I came in. Tomas said, hey, Carl Crawford's gone. Isn't Crawford hanging out with one of those little hot musical number women or something? Right? Am I right, Tomas? Find out who it is. I forget. But I think that destroys you when you sometimes get involved with the wrong woman. And for you women, with the wrong man. And I think, you know, that I've seen it happen to Matt Kemp when he was with, I think he was with Beyonce or somebody. Wasn't Matt Kemp there with somebody?
No, Rihanna.
Rihanna. That's right. Rihanna. Thank you. Beyonce's okay. Rihanna sort of stretched him in one direction or the other, so to speak. And he wasn't playing well until he broke free. And I think Crawford's got the same thing. I don't want to say this, but you got to get your head into what your job is and your responsibility to your woman or your family or your man or your family or whatever your situation is, but you got to also be into your job and have a good work ethic because that's your gig.
Are you being paid by the team or by her?
You're being paid by the team, so you got to do the job.
They're being paid by the team, but they act like they're being paid by her.
Yeah, well, see, there you go.
See?
Now, there's a place up in, I'm telling you, this happens all the time. The Mets reacquired somebody, and maybe getting on a different team will help Carl Crawford. I don't know. But Kelly Johnson is back with the New York Mets now. They got him from the Atlanta Braves. The Braves are not doing so well. They've been such a great team for so long, and now they're treading water.
Well, that whole franchise is
what's wrong?
Inside out. It's like a turned out coat sleeve.
Something's wrong. Anyway, Kelly Johnson back with the Mets. They got him for Akil Morris, the right-hander, and as part of that deal. And the Braves are going to pay the Mets about $450,000 on August 1st to cover part of the remaining salary. The guy's making $1,267,760, part of a $2 million salary. He was hitting .215, 26 running, 21, 6 doubles, 1 homer. I tell you, he'll go back to the Mets and probably contribute.
Well, he'll be happy.
If he gets his head together.
He'll be happy, and the beer will be cold, and he'll be fine. It never amazes me that there's so much money, by the way. There's so much money being paid out by the Dodgers for people who are no longer there and who are injured. They got like a, and here was my question to the this Dodger player.
This nameless Dodger player.
Yeah. Here was my question to him. I said, do you mean to tell me within the thinking of this organization?
Wow.
Do you mean to tell me that they found it prudent to bypass giving Granke one more year at $30 million and letting him go to Arizona?
Right.
When the fact that they're desperate for arms, starters, he can depend upon, right?
Right, and he can depend on Granke.
While they're doing that, making that decision, they're also paying out over $100 million to people who aren't on the team or aren't contributing.
And what did he say?
He looked at me and he just said, boy, that's it. He says, you know, this cannot hold up. This system that they have.
It's for all teams. It's not just for the days. For all teams.
Can't
the system
do that.
Of baseball.
You just can't do it.
You're paying money to people that aren't even on your team to go play for somebody else.
But the way baseball is today, they're investing so much money on unknown products out of South America.
Yeah, Cuba. That's the
business. Well, Cuba and Venezuela and all these other Latin countries that they're trying to get this talent out of, and they're just loading up with stuff.
Yeah, I just signed Fidel Castro for our softball team. I forgot to tell you. Is he still alive, by the way, Fidel Castro? I think he's still around there somewhere, isn't he? His brother, Raul. Raul. Maybe I signed Raul. Maybe I signed both, the Castro brothers. And they'll be playing second base and shortstop. Just wanted to let you know. We're going to move you to first base.
They'll be able to turn a mean double play.
Yeah, we're moving you to first base. Is that okay with you? Can you handle
it? Yeah, first base is where I'd like to be.
Yeah, I think you're good at first. That was my position. the old
first base?
Carole softball team. First
I
base
was pitcher, line. First base.
You were pitcher, first base?
Pitcher, first base.
Yeah, you used to have a mean, solid arm, from what I said. Until you had an injury, what did you...
I got to tell you, I still remember when I was a kid.
Yeah.
An opposing player. I was on the Cardinals, and this guy was on the Dodgers.
Yeah.
And he yelled out to his batter when I was pitching,
"Look out! He's going to hit you!"
Really?
Yeah.
That'll scare you.
And I did.
You did? You hit him?
Yeah.
Just because you could, right?
Because I had the ball.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of the sport. You know, you're in control, pal.
What a great player. Fred Dreyer. Playing for the Cardinals in Little League.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Part kid transporter, part drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
Try Fry Vineyards, the Mendocino County organic wine with no sulfites added. Fry Wines, America's pioneering organic winery. They were the first to go organic, the first maker of certified biodynamic wines in the United States. At Fry Wines, our emphasis is on producing organic wine of the highest quality while caring for our planet and palate alike. Check out our website at frywine.com and join the Fry Vineyards Wine Club. You'll receive 20% off all orders and much more. Plus, you can check out our internet-only specials. Great biodynamic wines from Redwood Valley in Mendocino County, California. Fry Wines. Go to frywine.com. That's F-R-E-Y-W-I-N-E. Fry Wine. F-R-E-Y-W-I-N-E.com. Check it out and enjoy great wines at your home tonight.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by CBC Funding. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your structured settlement, annuity, or pending lawsuit? It's true. If you are receiving a structured settlement spread out over time and you want to lump sum amount delivered immediately, then you need to call CBC Funding. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Structured settlements are commonly used to resolve personal injury lawsuits. Annuities, they're designed to spread payments out over 10 or 20 years. For many of you in need of money today, this simply does not work. If you have a structured settlement and you want cash now, call CBC Settlement Funding. Here's the number. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607.
Welcome back to the Sports Show. Coming to you from CRN Digital Talk Radio. I'm Michael Horn. The star of our program is the Sultan of Safeties, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our show. You know, they're getting more scientific with these Kit Kat wrappers.
We should have Kit Kat as a sponsor. You love Kit Kat bars.
Yeah, can we do
it? You're not going to eat one during the show.
No, I've been trying to in between commercials here.
Grab a little bite.
I'm trying to find out how do you unwrap it. It's unbelievable.
We did some research on Carl Crawford, and the guy did hit when he came to the Dodgers for a while, but back in 2013, that's when his girlfriend, Evelyn Lozada, revealed that he was the father of her baby. So they have a baby together. They've been living together since that time, and I think that's put undue pressure on the guy, and that's why he hasn't been able to play.
He doesn't have enough
I'm telling you,
upstairs to have any
feel. She's a lovely woman.
Pressure.
And he's a nice
she's
guy.
She's a very beautiful
but
girl.
But he's just not got the game going these days.
He's asleep. Believe me.
He was let go by the Dodgers.
You know, the idea is, here's the idea. I always believe this, and I still do, to a degree.
Yeah.
However, a beautiful woman that loves you and it wants to care for you and genuinely be a part of your life and make your life better
right.
is a blessing. It's a blessing, right?
Right.
And if you can't, you know, if you can't see it, if you can't make room for it and know who to be with, you know, you got a unfortunate big problem. And a lot of these guys do. You know, these guys here are.
She likes sports players. She was married for 2 months to football player Chad Johnson. Ochocinco, you know, Chad Ochocinco.
What happened
for
to
two months she was married to him, and she ended that marriage, and they thought that he was maybe the dad back in 2012.
He doesn't even know.
There was a physical alteration supposedly against her or whatever, and what happens, that's no good. And so she hangs out with Carl Crawford and then lets it leak out that he's the dad. And then, so that personal stuff, I think, affects your playing days. I really do. And you got to kind of get it together, and we hope everything is good with them now. I haven't heard any bad things, so maybe they've settled down. But I think since that time, Carl hasn't had his mind into the game, and that's the average of 113
well,
or whatever.
It's not much of a contribution.
No, it's not. Now listen to this: they're trying to get more money for pitchers. The pitchers are trying to make more money. So in Seattle,
really?
They've got a new facility
They're not paid enough.
Well, listen, there's a new facility in Seattle, in Kent, Washington, in that area. It's kind of a warehouse, industrial park type thing, and it's called the Driveline Baseball Facility. And the pitchers go there to increase the velocity of their fastball. They've got this guy, Kyle Rohde is the guy. Mm-hmm. He's moved it around to three different locations. And he has amateurs and pros with a wide range of ability come in. And there was one guy like Alex Casillas, 29. He was a veteran of Bush Leagues in the USA. And he got his, he was barely touching 91 miles per hour. And he comes into there and he comes out with 92.1. He gets it up to 92 to 96. They increase his velocity and teach him how to pitch with a little more
heat.
Well,
here's the difference. Does he have any command of those pitches?
Then that, there you go. That's the Fred Dreyer look, because if you don't have command, as Don Drysdale called it years ago,
you're
you can't
done.
Place the pitch, you're done.
You're finished.
You can't groove it. The Reds reliever Caleb Cottom is also one of the big leaguers that was at the Driveline Baseball Facility. They emphasize velocity because the average velocity in the majors is 90.1. in 2005, and then it went to an all-time high of 92.1 last season. It's going up. People, they want more the speed,
and,
more
and
top
what's,
to the
what's
fastball.
What's the reason he's doing this?
Well, you're going to get more money and get back
for
on the team
what?
If you get this stuff going. I mean, this is a big deal.
Are these professional guys on teams? Right
now? These are guys on teams. Bush leaguers, everybody comes in there. The increased speed has been accompanied by, they say, a spike in elbow injuries requiring Tommy John surgery.
Well,
that's done all the time.
Course.
Did you, when you lost your speed there, was it Tommy John surgery that you needed to have?
No, I didn't have surgery, but it was my elbow.
There you go.
But the biggest thing is, and you can ask Ryu, if that's how you pronounce it.
Yeah, Ryu.
Is it Ryu?
It's Ryu, yeah. Ryu, you're right.
Someone said now he was on the team for 2 years and no one knew how to pronounce his name.
Well, they always said Ryu when I was there, so I don't know.
Okay, it's Ryu.
R-Y-U. And he's with some minor league team working out, trying to get back to the Dodgers.
But he can't throw anymore.
He can't?
No. He's got shoulder problems. Elbow problems you can come back from. They do it all the time.
But
shoulder problems. The labrum.
So he's done.
The labrum and the rotator cuff is a very complicated situation in there. You know, it's like the 405, the 10, and the 101 freeway.
Freeways in Southern California.
That's how complicated it is.
All right.
Did you hear what I said?
Yes, I heard you. It's complicated in there. A lot of things. It's complicated to get on the freeways. Football news. You got a little Rams thing you're going to here next week, aren't you? You're going to be heading out to the field.
Yes,
it's going to be like a little
next week.
What is that going to be?
There's going to be an invite for present Ram players and ex players, Ram players.
And so they're going to ask
and
you to.
It's
like,
going to be at the Coliseum, and they're going to have punt, pass, and kick stuff.
Oh.
But I think it's a meet and greet for the media and for advertisers.
I gotcha.
So, I don't know the exact precise things, but I spoke with Catherine today, who's these people, mostly these are women who who really
put all the details together.
Really put this stuff together.
Like our producer Courtney Kader.
I mean, she was
together.
On the phone back
yes,
to me.
Back
she
and
was
forth,
really,
of course.
Really, oh man, she was. She was on it. So I any
Yasiel
question
Puig
I ask.
Sits there and just smokes his big old cigar, and they're doing all the work.
Yeah, of course.
But anyway, so this woman has put this thing together.
She's the point person. And she's doing a great job, and she's you're going. She's accommodating some of my friends.
And
I've got you and Tony.
Oh, so there's three of us. Yeah, so Tony
I bring my attorney with me wherever I go to any of these.
I'll keep my hands off you. There's no problem for me.
Well, that's not your.
I know that you have your attorney with you everywhere you go.
I owe money around town.
It's great. Stay with your attorney with you.
You can't tell.
It's good. There, it's very good. Yeah. So anyway, that'll be great. And so football getting ready to training camp will be starting up in August, won't it?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
They're closing in now. They're in practice right now.
Where will the Rams be training? Do we know yet?
Oxnard.
In Oxnard?
Yeah.
That old Raiders facility that was up there or something?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't know. To me, if they're going to play in Inglewood within about 3 years, you should probably get ensconced in Manhattan Beach or
get a place there.
Or in Inglewood.
Or in Inglewood. Are we going to go to training camp, you and I, and you kind of walk through and see what the guys are doing when they're out doing sit-ups and all? No, we're not going to.
Did you see on Twitter? No, on Twitter, they had this drill.
Yeah.
I always like to see, with the changing of the culture and the changing of the generations, you see coaches instill their philosophies. And nothing has ever – nothing's new. It's all been done before. And when I see drills, like a guy running up the field, weaving in and out of these big, tall dummy bags.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
It's pointless. As a player, when the coach said, okay, let's get over here to the bags, I said, I'm not doing that drill.
And they said, you're running.
And they said, well, what's wrong? You got something wrong with you? I said, no, it's a stupid drill. I'm not doing it.
I mean, during a game, you don't have to run in between players. You're just going out to get the guy that's
got
the ball.
Did you know when I went to San Diego State, John Madden recruited me out of El Camino College to San Diego State.
The John Madden.
That's right, John. So I went down there, and this was in January of 67. After the 66 season, so I'm down in San Diego. I'm in class. I'm just cracking it. I'm getting straight A's. I'm getting A's. I'm getting two A's per class.
Come on, you're that good. You're of it. Hold on a second. Wait, stop. You're getting two A's in every class.
I'm getting two A's in every class. The teacher, the professor said, Fred Dreyer, History 101. Fred Dreyer is getting two A's for this test.
Look, how did you get
and
two
everybody
A's?
Everybody went, oh, is that?
So not only the Sultan of Safeties and the acting legend, but the athletic decathlon winner.
Not only to be a Sultan, just a couple of years, 5 years away from becoming Sultan.
So you were the academic decathlon winner.
So here's the deal.
Yes. So what happens?
So
two A's.
So I get two A's.
Double A.
So John Madden has us do these frog hops.
So come on.
You got to hop 10 yards in 3 hops.
I don't think I could do that right now.
Right?
You're hopping like a bullfrog.
You're in a squat position.
You're in a squatting position.
And you stretch out.
Yeah.
And what I wound up doing is, to make the 10 yards, I really exerted myself, and I sat down on my heels, and I blew the cartilage out of my right knee.
Oh, no.
And I had, for the rest of my life, as we speak here today, a knee problem.
Because of that stupid thing.
Because of that drill.
I'm with you.
It wasn't because of a game. I went through 13 years without having any knee injuries.
But when you had the injury, did you cover it up so people wouldn't know about it?
No, I said, what the hell is this? I said, my knee swelled up that night. I went back to the training room, and they went to give me an MRI and give me and they said, well, that takes some fluid out of there, and they got some blood in there, so you probably tore something. It's probably a cartilage.
So I
played that entire spring with a torn cartilage in my knee and a brace on my knee. And all the pro scouts came over and said, you're really a tough kid. I said, I'm a stupid kid.
Yeah.
I said, this is...
Madden did that to you?
Yeah. Well, I did it to myself.
You did it to yourself.
Not everybody hurt their knee. I did.
Yeah.
But anyway, the point is that you wind up, on the way to the war, you trip and fall down and break your neck. You know that old joke.
Yeah, that old joke. Let me ask you this. Did they make you do, like, burpees, those 4-count or 6-count burpees where you bend down, you kick your legs back and kick your...
Yeah. They make all those types of 60s. drills that were carried over from the 50s.
I wouldn't
and
do
they
those
never
anymore.
In sports
never.
The 50s, the 40s was a ghost town.
Yeah.
There was stupidity, enough stupidity to pass around.
Yeah.
Nothing. They didn't know anything about injuries. They didn't know what a cartilage was. They didn't know what a sprained knee was. They didn't know what an ACL was or a hip flexor. They didn't know any of this stuff. And when I went to the Giants in 1969, I swear this is a true story. Jim Cat Cabbage, God bless him, rest his soul. He was a defensive end for the Giants, number 75. When I got there, he was in his last year in 69. And so he played like 13, 14 years.
Yep.
So 69.
Last year.
Was his last year. And my
his
first
year.
My
You're
first
the kid.
Year. So I show up, and he's on the team. And then they say, Jim, he's probably going to play. So why don't you become a defensive line coach? So Jim became the defensive line coach.
Wow.
And he used to tell me, he'd take the train from Philadelphia to New York to the Bronx every day. That's where he lived in Philly.
Yeah.
And every time we play the Eagles, you know, people in Philadelphia knew where he lived.
Right.
And they'd egg his house.
Oh, no.
You know? So he says, we've got to win this game. They're going to egg my house. So he would tell me at practice, he says, you know, when I would get hurt and stuff, I'd go home, you know, I'd be on the train and you know, I didn't have any heat because they always thought that heat was the best thing instead of ice.
Right, of course. It's the opposite.
So he said, I would, my ankle would be swollen up on the way back from Yankee Stadium in the Bronx on the train to Philadelphia. 2.5 hours later, I'd get home, I'd hobble into my house, and I would take the lampshade off of a lamp and place it onto my ankle. And that's the heat that I would use for treatment on my swollen ankle.
Wow.
And I said, Jim, you're really stupid.
You didn't tell him that.
I did.
And what did he say?
I said, it's ice, it's Jim. Ice. He says, I know now. I know. This is like 10, 12 years ago. I said, how could you put a lamp on your swollen ankle?
Did you ever use that stuff called heat, H-E-E-T,
with that little dauber on there?
And you just go ahead and paint it on
you. You could actually
burn like heck.
Yeah, you could also stain your shoes.
You
too.
Could do it. You use that heat.
It looked like it was the same applicator.
They used to advertise that all the time.
For
flames would come
polish.
Up on the TV commercial, remember?
Yeah. And then
they still sell that?
Close up of the woman reaching over onto his shoulder. Does that feel good?
In nerve and neuritis and neuralgia, they'd use that deep heat.
No, it's ridiculous. But I said, Jim, you're my hero. How can you tell me that story?
You're telling it now.
That's going to take precedence of everything I know about you, for crying out. A lamp on your ankle.
Now we all know it, thanks to Fred Dreyer on The Sports Show.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. If you haven't been to Columbo's, you don't know what you're missing. Delicious food. The steaks of this side are fabulous. The seafood's so fresh and flavorful. Columbo's family Italian specialties are Southern California legendary. And the meatballs, the best in the West, North, South, and East. plus service that's friendly but not fawning, and jazz every night, and it's also affordable. That's what makes Columbo special, and they make special easy, whether for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. That's why when you really want Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's, because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's, making special easy every day. Columbo's, mangia.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
It's the sports show. I'm Michael Hart with the one and only Fred Dreyer. A couple of notes here. Rams have signed Dylan Thompson. He was playing with the 49ers last year as a backup quarterback. Your buddy Johnny Manziel, with the formerly of the Cleveland Browns, has been sued for causing extensive damage to a home he rented in April. And it's a couple of other
wait
news there for you.
Wait a minute.
He rented a home in Los Angeles in April and did a bunch of damage to it. And the attorney representing over the property said he did about $40,000 in damages.
I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah. What?
I get a phone call that says, "Hey, Fred, you know, we got $40,000 damage to the house over here on Walnut Street."
Yeah. You're going to be a little upset.
I'm going over, dragging this punk out of the bedroom.
I don't want to hear anymore. And Neighbor
I'm
Paul has joined us. Neighbor
I'm going to beat him
to a pulp. Neighbor Paul, Fred wanted you here on the show. You and Paul, of course, Paul lives near Fred in the neighborhood. And you were concerned about his trip that he took to Napa, right? If he made it?
Not really, no.
Okay, did you make it all right in Napa when you were going there last week?
There were some automotive problems, but I was able to find a Ford dealership.
Wait a minute. The CRN Mobile took a dump on the way up? Are you kidding?
It had a problem with its rear end.
Well, a lot of us here at CRN had that problem. Fred had that problem when he did the leapfrogs.
So Tommy Lasorda had that
problem with the rear end.
It began to sag, and fortunately I was able to pull into a dealership, and they took care of it.
So they fixed your rear end?
They did.
No longer sagging.
Paul, I was thinking about you. I said, Paul's probably got to be up there drunk as a skunk laying up under a tree somewhere. And now you're telling me you were in the garage
He was
somewhere?
Under the car, yep.
I spent a little time at the local dealership.
It's a show.
Wow. Up in Petaluma.
That's Neighbor Paul, everybody. Wow. He's, can we borrow a cup of sugar, by the way, before you leave the
Neighbor
show?
Neighbor Paul, I'm giving you some cheddar cheese right now.
There you go.
There it is.
That's very nice. That's our show. If you missed anything, log on to the website, crntalk.com/thesportsshow. Download our cell phone app, free for your smartphone. Just dial on your smartphone, #250 and hit send. When they ask you for the keyword, say CRN Talk. The app will be loaded right to your phone absolutely free. Final thoughts from Fred Dreyer?
Well, I can't wait to get home because I'm going to enjoy my summer sausage someone just sent me.
Email Fred, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Come on, Paul.